So there's a famous statement from the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, Ramosha Chaim Luzado,
yes,
regarding the mitzvah of tshuva. Mm-hmm. What is this famous statement? He quotes that tshuva is a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous act of loving kindness. It's a tremendous gift. It doesn't work within the system. It's not our right that we have tshuva. It's a tremendous gift. It's not like set up within the system. It's like extra legal, extracurricular. God does us a favor. Why is it extracurricular, extra? Because the Ramchal says, because it doesn't make any sense. He says, because how could a makshava tov, how could a good thought erase a maisara? How could it erase a physical act? It's like saying, you know, I'll break the window and I'll say, I'm sorry. You might be sorry, but the window's not fixed.
Sorry to break in here, no pun intended, but that's not so. If I steal something, at machshava is not good, tov is not good enough. I've got to return it anyway, so there's a...
Yeah, no, so you're bringing your proof.
Right.
You're just furthering his
kasha? It's beyond nature.
He's saying, yes, he's saying you're furthering the statement of the Messiah Shoshana. He's saying tshuva is a chesed.
It is, but I mean, it's no good me just. I mean, it won't work if I just steal it and I say I'm
exactly,
sorry.
Exactly. So the effort tshuva shouldn't work.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly the question. Very good, Jeff.
Right.
You made it clearer for us.
Thanks for bringing it up.
How could on the other side?
The green in the wood is.
If a person did an action, how could a? If a person did a bad action, how could a good thought uproot the bad action? That's the fact. Tshuva works. That shows it must be a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Well, sorry, in this case, sorry, if it doesn't work in this case for theft.
No, but that, yeah.
I mean, if I
yeah, because that's, what do you mean, that's not tshuva. That's not a theft.
World.
The theft is, theft in the real world, this is only for between you and God. Between you and people, you got to, in other words, if you steal something, you got to return it. Like, what do you mean?
Okay.
So,
so it doesn't work, okay.
So therefore, that's the statement. It's not a kasha yet. That's his statement. Rav Chanan Wasserman has the famous question. He says, how could this be? He says, it's not a chesed. He's saying, what are you talking about? It works in the system. I'll show you it works in both directions. In other words, according to the Mesilas Yesharim's premise was that a thought can't uproot an action. And therefore, it's a chesed. Rav Chanan is going to prove a thought can uproot an action, and therefore it's not a chesed, it works within the system. What's his proof? There's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara says, someone is a tzaddik gomor kol yomov. He's a righteous individual his whole life. At the end of his life, he regrets, he says, I'm an idiot, I did all these things. What did I put on tefillin every morning? Why did I come to shul? Why did I do this? Why did I visit the... He regrets all the mitzvahs he did. So the Gemara says he loses all his schuyos. He loses all his merit. So he says, we see, he did all these good ma'isim tovim, but a makshava ra had the ability to uproot all the good deeds. So it works in both directions. A bad thought could uproot good deeds, and a good thought could uproot bad deeds. So it's not working, it's working within the system. You follow that, Jeff?
Yeah. That's it goes both ways.
Yeah, so therefore it's not a chesed. And if it works both ways, it's not a chesed. It's only a chesed if it works one way, in your favor. If it works one way, not in your favor, it certainly ain't a chesed. So that's the kasha Rav Chanan Wasserman
had. Both ways.
You can't be pulling and pushing at the same time.
Right.
I mean, you can, you just won't get too far. But so that's the kasha that Rav Chanan had on the Mesilas Yesharim. See, you guys are stuck asking me questions, but Rav Chanan Wasserman was lucky to have the Chafetz Chaim as his Rebbe. So he asked the question to the Chafetz Chaim. He says, what do you think? Let me put it this way. It was a rhetorical question, but the Chafetz Chaim answered it, because as we'll see, Rav Chanan had his own answer. But out of cover, he wanted to say, what do you think, Rebbe? So we get the Chafetz Chaim, and now we get two answers. We get the Chafetz Chaim's answer, and we get Rav Chanan's answer. You follow? The Toby's good to ask, what do you think? That's the cutting edge. They got it from us. So it goes like this. So the Chafetz Chaim wants to answer as follows. There's a famous Gemara in Yuma, which talks about the power of tshuva. How great is tshuva? So one Gemara says, you know how great is tshuva? It could take intentional sins and turn them into unintentional sins, kind of like level the playing field, kind of make it even. And there's another Gemara in the same daf, same place, same rabbi, who says, you know how great tshuva is? It could take the averas and turn them into mitzvahs. Nice. I prefer those. So the Gemara says it's an apparent contradiction. I think it's in Reish Lakish, whoever it is. It's an apparent contradiction. Which one is it? Does tshuva turn intentional sins into unintentional, or it turns intentional sins into mitzvahs? So Gemara says, lo kasha, no difficulty. It depends what type of motivation, what type of tshuva are we talking about. If you're talking about the basic lower level, but as I said, we'll take anyone, but the basic lower level, tshuva meyira. You do tshuva, okay, because it's the time now. I don't want to get old-fashioned whooping. I don't want to get punished. No one likes the pain. So therefore, it might not be for the best reasons, but as I said, I'll take any type of tshuva. I'm happy if I do. I'll do a tshuva meyira, you know. But so the Chofetz Chaim says, a tshuva meyira levels the playing field. It doesn't turn them into mitzvahs. It is basically levels the playing field and it keeps you on the even par. You did intentional, so now it's like you didn't do it anymore. That's a tshuva meyira.
I mean, like unintentional. You mean
you turned from intentional, it turned it into an unintentional by doing tshuva.
And there's no punishment for unintentional.
No, then there's karban, you know. But you bring a karban, it's not an onish. I mean, you do something bishogeg, you bring karbanos.
Just a lower level.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, it kind of
you're not ahead, you're not behind.
It kind of levels the playing field. Yeah, the Gemara which says you turn Yaveris into mitzvah, that's a tshuva me'ahava. You don't do a tshuva out of fear or getting a good old-fashioned whooping. You do a tshuva, you want to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Nei Hashem, and therefore, from clinging to that type of tshuva, that can even turn the Yaveris into mitzvahs.
Is this the Gemara itself saying?
This is the Gemara.
Yes. Still,
comes
yes.
Along the Chafetz Chaim and says, this is the answer. The Gemara, which says it works in both directions, the Gemara says, like a makshava ra, uproots ma'isim tovim, the tzadik gomer his whole life, and what that's talking about, a tshuva meyira. A tshuva meyira, that works within the system. You could level the playing field. You could lose your good things and you could take away your bad things. In other words, the tzadik gomer his whole life, you could toa rishonos and end up with nothing. And the other way, you could have nothing and then do tshuva, so meyira, so you're left with nothing, but it's better than having.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Mesila Shishara must be talking about a tshuva me'ava. To take your averis and turn them into mitzvahs, that's a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch. That's what the Chofetz Chaim wanted to answer the Mesila Shishara, the Rav Ochanan's question on him. But Rochan said, I hear what you're saying, but how about hear me out? I have my own idea. I want to say it's the Mesila Shosharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, Lishi Tasson, consistent with his view. That why? Because he wrote another sefer called Derech Hashem. That's a famous work also, a big philosophy work. And he writes in it, he talks about the impact of a mitzvah and an impact of an aveira. So let's start with the positive mitzvah. He says, when you do a mitzvah, there's two things. There's one thing, klapei shamayim, like in between you and heaven. In other words, you do a mitzvah, God says he's going to give you a reward. So olam haba, you'll get rewarded. But there's another element of a mitzvah, klapei atzmo. Every time you do a good deed, you visit someone in the hospital, you put on your tefillin, whether it's a mitzvah, but olam lamakra. Every mitzvah you have has an impact on you, your personality, mm-hmm. and neshama. So it makes you a better person, a different person. Mm-hmm. So there's an impact klapei shamayim and klapei atzmo. And similarly in aveira, not only besides getting punished later on for eating treif or whatever the aveira is, that has a negative impact on you. You're a murderer, you're a rapist, you're You're a gazlan. So that besides the punishment of the crime, inherently you become a bad person. You become inherently has an impact on you. So based on this, Rav Chanan wants to say as follows. He says, when the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about you lose your schuyos, that's talking about klape shamayim. Regarding your schar, okay, so maybe you won't get schar anymore. But the impact, you spend 80 years of your life putting on tefillin, learning, giving shir, visiting people in shalom, going to hospital. Your whole life is full of mitzvahs for 10 years, 20. The impact on you, we're not taking that away. That stays with you. You're still a, fundamentally, inherently, you might be a tzaddik or a very good person because of all the, but it's klapei shamayim. Okay, God says, you regret everything good, I'll take away your. So when it comes to, when it comes to klapei shamayim, that works me'ikir hadin. So therefore, tshuva works me'ikir hadin, that you take away your punishment. So, and if you did an aveira, so too, just like you deserve reward, you could lose your reward. So too, if you deserve, that works within the system. But what the Mesilas Shesharim is talking about, not only do you get forgiven for the sin, but the impact that terrible aveira had on you, God takes away that. Like the famous Or HaChayim HaKodesh writes by Er HaNidachas. By Er HaNidachas, he writes that Er HaNidachas is the majority of the city is worshipping idols, so you have to destroy the city. So it says the soldiers will destroy the city. Don't worry, God says, I'll have Rachmanis on you. Like, what does that mean? Because since you're involved in an act of, not murder, but killing, so therefore, everyone's, normally you're affected by the actions you do, so I give you a bracha, even though you did a maisa agzari, you did an action that's usually associated with a negative impact on your neshama, but I'll give you a bracha, it won't happen that way. So he's saying, when it comes to klapei shamayim, and that works within the system, but klapei atzmo, that's the chesed, that even though he might lose his merit, but the impact on him, and similarly,
it remains.
Yeah, and the greatness of tshuva is that not only does he take away the onesh, but if you do a real tshuva, you even lose the impact, like you wash yourself off. It's like, oh, wow. That's what the word, it's like a kinuach, it's a cleansing. In fact, with this, Rav Chanan answers one other thing, and Rav Soloveitchik answers one other thing. Rav Chanan points out, or others point out, there's a famous kasha, does God accept tshuva from the Gentiles? Because it says in the Birkos Kohanim, first it says, Yisha, it says one place, Yisha Hashem Panim, God favors us, and another place it says he doesn't favor us. So either way, so we conclude, you know, how different Gemaras, how can he not favor us? We bench even on a Kazayas, but either way, the bottom line is, God favors the Jewish people. So what does the Medrash Tanhuma say? He accepts our tshuva. That's what it means. He favors us. He accepts our tshuva. Eilecha v'lolo gayim. He doesn't accept tshuva from the non-Jews, only from the Jews. So the question is, you're going to...
What about Yonah?
You're correct. That is the question. The question is, we'll be reading the book of Yonah, Maftir Yonah, in the next couple of days. And last I checked, Anshei Ninveh were not Jewish, and they were forgiven. They did tshuva. So what do you mean? What is the Medrash Tanhuma talking about? So that's what, based on Rav Chanan, we can answer the kasha. What does it mean? Of course, Anshei Ninveh, klapei shamayim, instead of, for they spoke, they did something they deserved to be destroyed. So God will do them a favor; He won't destroy them. But all the tremendous deeds that they did still have an effect on the person. We're not going to take away that. But a yid, not only did he get the tshuva klapei shamayim, but God wipes off even the negative impact on your personality and on the shama. That's what it means. Of course, God accepts tshuva from gayim, but it's only klapei shamayim. But klapei atzmo, that's yisha shem panav eilecha. And lastly, that's what Rav Soloveitchik points out. We're going to be saying throughout the Yom Kippur davening, we're going to use the words kibayom azeh yechaper aleihem. We're going to use the word kapara and tahara throughout the davening of Yom Kippur. So if you look at your art scroll or whatever city you use, kapara means atonement, And tara means purification. What does that mean in real life? What is it? So Rav Soloveitchik has the same yisod. He says kapara just means you're forgiven for your sins in terms of klapei shamayim, that you won't get punished. Like, in fact, he quotes, there's a famous statement from Rebbe. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending how you want to look at it, we don't paskin like Rebbe. Let me tell you what he says first, and you could figure out if it's fortunate or unfortunate. I guess it's a pro and con. He says, his shita is Yom Kippur's mechaper even without tshuva. When Yom Kippur comes, well, it depends if it comes or leaves, whichever the pshat is, at what point. But when Yom Kippur comes, even without tshuva, you get kapara, you get atoned. So Rav Soloveitchik points out, you know, we don't paskin that way. We paskin, you got to do your own tshuva. I guess it's a positive. It causes us to do something on Yom Kippur. It's a negative. If we don't do tshuva, then we might be in trouble. So, but either way, so Rav Soloveitchik, yes, you notice it says, Rebbe said, we don't paskin like that Yom Kippur is a machaper. It doesn't say Yom Kippur is a tahir. In other words, what's the difference? In other words, even according to Rebbe, klapei shamayim, Yom Kippur comes, yes, the Kohen Gadol, you get forgiven. But klapei atzmo, you're still the same lousy person you were before. But mikvah Hashem, Yom Kippur, it's not enough that it has to be a kapara. We want it to be a tahara, that we become pure. That going into the mikvah, you become a katan shenoa, you become a new person. You wash off all the chait from you, all the impact, and you start all over again. All the negative impacts that you have from, you know, doing things wrong, that we get fresh, we start on Yom Kippur. So it's not enough to be a day of kapara, but we want Yom Kippur to be a day of tahara. Let's summarize. So we had the Mesil Shesharim saying tshuva is a chesed, because how could a makshava oker a maisa, how could a thought process uproot an action? So Rav Chanan is very simple. We see the Gemara in Kiddushin. A guy does 85 years worth of good deeds, that's a lot of good deeds, and he regrets it at the end. That's it. He loses his merit. So we see a makshava does uproot a maisa in two ways. So it's not a chesed. It works within the system. So how do we reconcile the Mesil Shesharim with the Gemara in Kiddushin? So Chafetz Chaim said the difference is a tshuva meyira, that levels the playing field from intentional to unintentional to yereven. That's within the system. But turning averis into mitzvahs, that's a tshuva meyava, that's a chesed. That's the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim says the Mesil Shesharim is talking about a tshuva meyava. Rav Chanan says, no, it's a different pshat. The two aspects to a mitzvah, two aspects to an aveira, the reward and punishment versus the impact on you. So he says the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about reward in heaven. So you lost your schuyas, but I'm not going to lose the inherent impact on me if I did all those good deeds for 90 years. And so therefore he says, so Mesil Shesharim is talking about the chesed, the second part, is not only when you do a tshuva, do you get forgiven for, you're not going to get punished, but you get a pure, you get a clean slate, and all those terrible things don't have an impact. And that's how Rav Chanan explained, that's how Rav Chanan did explain. Then with that, we explain, the Medrash Tanchuma says, only tshuva for Jews. I anshei Ninveh. No, the basic tshuva is for Goyim, that you won't get punished. Anshei Ninveh wasn't punished. But in terms of the impact on you, that anshei Ninveh was still the same wicked people they were. But for a yid, Yisar Hashem Panav Eilecha, for a yid, he takes the punishment away and he makes you pure if you do a tshuva gemura. And similarly here, Yom Kippur, it's not enough to be a day of kapara, like Rebbe said, Yom Kippur Mechab, even without tshuva, because you can't have a havamina to have tahara without tshuva. You could have kapara, because that's the in terms of klapei shamayim. But in terms of being a mikvah Hashem, it's like going to the mikvah and purifying yourself, and that's what Yom Kippur is all about.
That you need action for yourself.
Exactly, it's not enough. You need actions and to help, you know, take the inherent impact on you.
Look, I don't know if this is a different.